Hello, beautiful ones. So how did you get on with finding that documentary down the rabbit hole? Like I said yesterday, if any of you want to have a look at the DVD, I do have it. Maybe there's a girls' night in that we could probably do with this, because it's a great documentary. It is a long documentary, but it is so well worth the watch. But today, day seven, we're just going to deviate a little bit away from psychosomatics right now and look at being able to recognize resistance. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not, or haven't really in the past, been known for accepting change very well. And this is part of my journey, definitely over the last decade, 15 years, decade and a half, where, you know, I've butted heads with a few people in my time over change. And, you know, I've been part of quite a number of organizations that have undergone massive changes. That one in particular that springs to mind has been a small organization that was acquired by a larger organization. And as a result, there was quite a number of changes that had to take place in this organization. And well, let's just say it didn't end pretty for Deb, because I was resistant to change. Now, a lot of organizations nowadays actually employ people who come in and basically they manage employee resistance to change. But in life, we're constantly bombarded with change, and we have choices in life to either be constantly in conflict with that change, which was the Deb of, you know, over a decade and a half ago, 2 decades ago, completely different person that would be speaking on this topic right now. And, you know, it's really, it's really important that we all come to a place of not being in conflict with resistance, but rather being able to flow and flex and move with change. We only have to turn our awareness to nature to really learn to appreciate the cycles of life. So bumping back to, I think, day five of this challenge, where we're talking a lot about cycles, and I love talking about the nature of cycles of life all around us, and it is because of this topic of being resistance to change. So how do we recognize within ourselves, because we're dealing with change right now by redefining our habits, because that's essentially what we're doing. When we want to change a habit, we're having to change something within ourselves, and there is this huge inner turmoil, there's this huge inner conflict that can sometimes take place. And we've already discussed the whole chemical thing, and that is part of the resistance to change that we're going to be dealing with. But how can we... how do we recognize when we're being resistant to change? Because sometimes it is an unconscious reaction. I'm going to call it a reaction rather than a response, because to me, consciousness becomes the response. What tends to happen with us when we're resistant to change is that it can often start unconsciously, and we can begin to recognize different signs. Generally, the very first thing that happens is we react within our body. So there's often quite a visceral response. And I want to invite you guys over this last 7 days or 6 days, have you guys had any physical reactions to change? What about on the very first day that you decided to be involved in this changing of your habits? You know, did you get a headache? Were there pains in your body? What was it that could have indicated to you that there was a resistance to this change? Like I said, most of the time it is an unconscious response because you don't recognize it, but you might call it a headache or you might call it some other form of illness, because our body is the great responder. Our body is the one thing that tells us the truth about what's going on. We respond in many different sorts of ways. You know, often when I'm working with people on my in my treatment room, I'll remind them about side effects after they leave the treatment room that their body could react with. Now, with regards to a change of thought, you know, or a change of muscle pattern or muscle memory, our body is going to respond in some way, shape, or form. Often I like to think that we can, you know, reduce that response by simply making people aware that it is likely that it can happen, that our body is going to respond in some way as part of the releasing mechanisms that go on. So I want to invite you to learn to listen to your body right now. Know that your body is there to support you, to let you know about how it's feeling. So most of the time, though, we would probably put these sensations down to some sort of medical thing that's going on with us. But if you really know how to listen to your body, you're really going to start to hear it and know that these little aches and pains that your body might be expressing as being maybe resistance to change or some other form of communication, you're going to know when and when not to to seek medical attention. Of course, if you are unsure, you know, a little disclaimer there, please contact your doctor. Don't leave anything left unchecked if you're not sure, okay? But yoga, massage, these are all ways that you can learn to listen to your body and learn to know if your body is being resistant to change. Just sitting and having a conversation with your body can achieve so much. You can learn so much from just stopping and just listening. Other things that may be an indicator is sometimes this making excuses for not staying with whatever practice or change that you are attempting to make. So, you know, have a look at the inner voice and listen to the tone, listen to the words. And, you know, am I just making an excuse because I'm a bit resistant to change? I'd be asking myself a few questions and asking where this excuse is really coming from. A lot of the time, you know, excuses and not taking responsibility for yourself often comes from a place of fear or even not understanding what's going on. So, and that's that that fear thing, because there's lots of different reasons to be fearful. Sometimes we can be fearful because, oh my God, we're actually going to achieve something, or fearful because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, fearful because we have to actually reevaluate things that might have happened in the past, and that, you know, we're making excuses for just not taking responsibility for ourselves. And I could really talk a lot about not taking responsibility for yourself. I'm not going to right now because I think that it almost deserves a whole different talk within itself about taking responsibility. But are you making excuses for not making changes? Just saying, and just to really sit back and consider, could this just be a resistance to change thing? Another indicator of resistance to change is self-sabotage. So, you know, maybe you're procrastinating without any good reason. Maybe you're emotional eating. Maybe you're binge watching Netflix. Maybe you're scrolling on Facebook. You know, you're self-sabotaging success in some way. You know, I know a really good point, a really good example is having a conversation with my partner. If I want to have a conversation with him and the topic is perhaps a little bit, you know, it's one of those, it could go either way conversations. It could either be really well received or it might not. You know, perhaps I've had a dingle in the car and I really don't want to have to tell him that, you know, we now have to fork out $500 in excess. And you know, so I will just avoid and keep continually self-sabotaging my relationship with him by avoidance. And in that particular way, you know, I'll go off and I'll do everything else but sit and have the conversation. And the same thing goes for, completing assignments. When I was studying, you know, always leaving things to the last moment and not giving myself plenty of time to actually complete assignments. And this was a self-sabotage because I was scared what would happen if I get a fail on my assignment. Well, you know, bloody nothing happens if you get a fail because you get an opportunity to do it again, you know. So are you trying to self-sabotage? Often there is a resistance to change, and you may be making some self-sabotage attempts going on there, you know. How do we move past it? Well, I think you guys know the answer to this because I've only just been banging on about it for the last 6 days. Recognizing it. Once you become aware of it, you can then learn to move past it. And this is where, please bring your journals out. Start journaling if you haven't already started journaling. Oh, I can't emphasize how important just writing words out can actually be for us. You know, that mind dumping thing is pretty amazing. Write out what you might be resistant to or why you might be resistant to change. When you start writing lists, you can then look at it and you can then go, okay, well, what are several solutions to help me overcome this excuse, to help me overcome these self-sabotaging attempts? And you know, you can write out several different solutions to overcoming almost any obstacle in life, to be quite honest with you. And when you find yourself, when you become aware that you are resistant to change, you can then look at these solutions and go, oh, there we go, I can do this instead of doing that to overcome X, Y, and Z. And this is that I've written down the saying, prior planning prevents poor performance, because when you already have a solution laid out, then you're planning and overcoming any obstacle that might well be in your path. And then if you're not actually looking at those solutions and you're still procrastinating or you're still resistant, then, you know, we need to have a look at, you know, what your why is, to be quite honest with you, because that motivation, that that inner motivation or own inspiration is perhaps not strong enough to create the change or to create the redefining your habit. And then maybe that's what we need to do, is to have another conversation about your why. Look, I've got a swag of other ways that can actually support you to move past your resistance. The biggest one down there that, you know, really stands out for me is to just stay present and to keep practicing mindfulness. And remember that you have the power to make the change. It's just going to take practice. And, you know, hey, we're not all perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to have to start over again sometimes. But it's actually okay to do that because, you know, no human was ever perfect. Nothing in the world is perfect. In fact, we're all perfect in our own imperfection, if I really want to get all philosophical for you. But yeah, guys, you have the power to make the change. Keep at it. Oh, pardon me, getting really excited there, aren't I? So please, if you haven't already, let me know how you're going. I really want to hear from you. You've got the Mindful Living group that you can jump over and start a conversation, join the conversation. You can email me, you can text message me, you can ring me, you can wait and save all your questions for our Zoom nights. We're going to have another one Monday and Thursday night, so you can use those same logons, that those same links that we've already used, I think. If not, I'll be sending you out some new ones as soon as I can. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Wow, this is a long one that we've done today. Let's not keep you too much longer. Please keep journaling and remember you have the power to make the change. See you all, beautiful ones.